Hi everyone, this is Scott. And that was the end of the first story arc of Bloodline. Really cheery ending, right? But at least we've all learned not to try to outdress Caligula. Anyway, there are a few things I wanted to mention, and this seemed like a pretty good occasion. First, for those of you who don't read the blog posts and are wondering what the whole series is about, the plan is to trace the generations connecting the Egyptian queen Cleopatra with the Palmyrene queen Zenobia. The idea is to break the series up into several story arcs, with each one covering two or three generations, around 50 to 80 years. The rough outline I developed calls for around five story arcs, each one running around 10 or 12 episodes. All of this may change, since I'm historically horrible at estimating this stuff, but that's the plan for now. The next story arc will mainly take place in Judea and Emesa, modern Homs in Syria. I am very, very excited about it. In fact, I have already drafted the first two episodes. But, yes, there is always a but. My wife and I are headed off for vacation for the first few weeks of April, so I won't be posting the next episode until after we get back. After that, there's a pretty good chance I'll at least get episodes B13 and B14 posted, but then I may hit some work-related delays. So, long story short, we'll have to play it by ear. But don't worry, Bloodline will get rolling again soon. In the meantime, please stay subscribed, and please keep giving me your feedback on the new series. Thanks again for listening, and have a great next few weeks.